This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
G'day all our faithful listeners of Radio K Pulpit. I'm Susan Moss. I'm your host for today. And our theme is I Can, as we come to you from the Word to your heart. And our topic today is God speaks and requires a response. What a topic. God actually wants from us to respond when he speaks. Like all of us do, if we speak to people and if people don't answer back or respond, then we feel like, oh, what did I say wrong? Is this person rude or did I say something that's not nice to other people? But let's start. People will say you talk as if God speaks to you all the time, but that has not been my experience. I never hear God speaking to me, can one say. Our understanding of God and how he works should never be based on our experience. God is totally different than us. How arrogant of us to assume that our experience is the measure of how God functions in our world. Rather, we always take our experience to the Word of God and then bring our experience into conformity with what God reveals. Luke 8 verse 5 to 15 explains how the condition of our heart can determine your response to God's word. And I really would love you to read that portion of scripture. Jesus described a sower who was casting seeds upon the earth. These seeds represented God's word coming to people's lives. According to Jesus, there were four ways people responded to this word. Jesus said the way you respond to the word of God reveals the condition of your heart and will determine what God will do in your life. The first heart response, seed that fell by the wayside. Here is a path well traveled. As soon as the word comes, the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Verse 12. The soil of their heart is so hardened that a word from God cannot penetrate it. What is the condition of our hearts? Are we willing? Are we allowing the world constantly to pass over our hearts through the TV and movies that we watch, the music we listen to, the books that we read, and the thoughts we have? When we allow our heart to become hardened and desensitized by the things of the world, God's word does not penetrate our heart in order to change our life. The second heart response is seed falling on rocky and shallow ground. At first, there is a joyful response, but then, because the soil is shallow and there is no root, the person falls away. We can attend a church service and even be an active participant, yet never let the word of God penetrate our lives. The word enters our minds, but not our hearts. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? In Luke 6 verse 46. This is the one reason we must meditate on God's word. The third heart response, seed which fell on thorny ground. These people hear the word from God, but the cares, riches, and pleasures of life are so important to them that God's word is choked out. I cannot tell you how many times I have people come to me in ministry and weeping after a service. They sense God calling them to ministry or to missions, but they first wanted to get married. Then their children came, their first house came, and then there's bonds to be paid, and then there's debts to be paid. before they knew it, years had passed. Rather than responding to the word from God, they found themselves caught in the middle of the rat of daily lives. Yearly later, they realized that their precious word from God had been choked out and had never borne fruit as God has purposed. Jesus indicated that the first three heart conditions produced no fruit. It was not that their busyness and preoccupation or careless handling of God's word caused them to produce only a little fruit. In Jesus' eyes, there was no fruit worthy of mention. The fourth heart response, the seed that fell on good ground and produced a great harvest. Now, I have desired in my life always to have a heart so open and unobstructed that any word coming to me from God can multiply in me as God desires. That is why I regularly take an inventory of the soil in my life. I often ask if there's any obstacles or sins that entered my life. Am I letting the world trample my heart so that it is insensitive to a word from God? Am I trying to juggle a word from God along with all the worldly cares and concerns? Am I quickly not only to hear a word but joyfully to take action and obey? No, I love gardening. So I learn many lessons from gardening and I can relate to where the seed is falling in my daily life. Now, what type of soil is in our heart providing to receive a word from God? Is it trampled, hardened soil? Is it rocky or shallow ground? Is it thorny soil full of weeds? Or is it fertile and receptive soil? Isn't that what all of us will have? Fertile, receptive soil, a heart that is open to hear and obey God's word. And if we have not received a fresh word from God lately, we need to return to the last word God has given us. And so we can see our response according to his word. God may be refusing to give us a new word until we properly respond to the last word he gave you. And sometimes we tend to forgive or we just forget. We tend to forget what the last word is because we don't dig deep enough in the soil and meditate on God's word so that the word of God can bring forth a harvest in our life. Now, family, this is a question that I so frequently ask in life. How can I know that God is speaking to me? How can I know that God is speaking to lead me instead of Satan trying to mislead me? Remember that Satan is not the evil equivalent of God. Satan is not a creature who was created by God and was entirely under subjection to God. Romans 16 verse 20 we can read in Revelation 20 verse 7. Satan is not omnipresent. He can only be in one place at a time. If we can read that in Job 1 verse 6 to 7. Satan does have other spiritual forces that do wage war against us. We can read that in Ephesians 6 verse 12. However, those who belong to Jesus hear his voice and follow him. John 10 verse 27. When a false shepherd comes, the sheep will not follow because they do not recognize his voice. We should strive to know God's voice intimately that we immediately recognize other voices as not being from God. We can protect ourselves further by understanding that God will never lead us in a way that contradicts his word. God is consistent in the way he leads, and God leads through speaking to us and through His Word. Now, family, God bless you. And I really want you to go look up these scriptures so that we can get full of His goodness, full of His Word, so that we can be enlightened in a dark world out there, and that we can be the light of the world that shine bright out there in this dark world. God bless you. You can find me on 061-922-4560. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.